Well, kia ora, hello and welcome to the Coast Vineyard Podcast. Whether you're a regular or a first-time listener, it's so good to have you listening in. We hope and pray that wherever you may find yourself at today, that the message that you're about to hear would be helpful for your journey of faith. So, without further ado, let's get into this week's message. So we're in our Building Strong series. We sang that song today, I Will Build My Life on Your Love. It was a great, great song. But it's looking at just what does the Bible say about, you know, what is needed to build strong in our lives? And have you ever seen when building is not good? There's a photo that's going to come up. This is when building is not good. Like this thing, I wouldn't want to be living in the apartment block next door. But people, when they were asked about, like, what happened? What did you, eyewitnesses, what did you see? And they said, it just fell over. If you know anything about engineering, those foundations, they're not sure. Anyway, there's other things. Other next photo, building not good. It's like foundations are important. They've spent a fortune on trying to stop it from continuing to lean because it was still going. So. But sometimes when things aren't going well, you try and fix them. You know, it's like, I love the guy on the roof going like, I think this will be all right, you know. Next photo, you know, it's just sometimes I was going to make some cheeky remark about one of our builders in our church, but I won't do that. It's not them. And then there's building that's just bad because people didn't really think about it. They didn't really think it through. What's this next one here? Like, look at that. I don't know. What about this next one? I just don't know. Like, how does it happen? And then this one is like if it was me, I reckon I'd prefer the toilet paper to be a bit closer. But like, I don't know. Each to their own. But let's just read again these words of Jesus from Luke 6. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock, and when the flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. It was well built. So we want to build strong. This is a picture of it's Jesus using the picture of a house to talk about our lives. We want to build strong. Taking the truth and the wisdom and the instruction and guidance from God's word our scriptures and building strong. You know, Christianity, it's so much more than a religion. You know, a religion is people's efforts to organize themselves around their spirituality, okay? But being a Christian, it's more than just organizing ourselves. It's about knowing and following Christ. A Christian is a Christ, Ian. We are Christ's. It's a relationship. It's this relationship between God and us. And relationships grow through communication. So this week we're going to be looking at prayer. Prayer, okay? Another such important part of us building strong in our life of faith in God. And just before we get into it, when we talk about this, I think for most of us, if not all of us, know that prayer is something that is just so important and life-changing. But it's also something that we all feel like we're not very good at, okay? So let's just approach this knowing that we're all in this together. We're all on this journey of figuring this out together, okay? All right, let's pray. Well, let me pray, and you can see if I'm any good at praying. God, we do just welcome you here, and we come to you as we are. It's the only way we can come to you. You know everything about us. You know our strengths, our weaknesses. You know how close we are to you or how far away we are to you. But God, we just say to you this morning, would you stir our hearts and help us on the journey? Land some things that we can learn, some things that would stir our hearts so that it would take us towards building strong in our life with you. Amen. Amen. I can remember when I was a kid and my mum used to pray with me when she tucked me in at night. And it was there that I learnt the Lord's Prayer. And I remember that we used to say, what I now know is that we would ask God to bless our family. But I thought it was like, I thought God bless was a word. God bless. God bless mum, God bless dad. God bless Leanne, my sister, who's actually here this morning. My sister and her husband, Glenn, are here from Australia. And they good to have you guys. They listen on the podcast. They like Stanley. And but I just think even as a young person, it was just planted in me a knowing that sort of prayer was important. Remember when I was about 20 and I can remember I was at some party and my pastor was at this party as well and he came up to me and he said, like, God's put you on my heart. He felt like I've got a prophetic word for you. It's just like that God is calling you to get serious about prayer, serious about your prayer life, to be starting to be someone who prays every day, put some time aside every day. So I did. Now, you remember, in my mid-20s, I really studied and learned about prayer. So I really took seriously this instructions of Paul the Apostle to the church in Philippi. In Philippians, he said this, Philippians 4, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So much in here, eh? Like rejoice, you know, express our joy, choose not to worry, pray about everything. And then what happens? He says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That sounds good, doesn't it? If you read about prayer, if you ask any, you Google it up and say, like, what is prayer? It will throw out, well, it's talking to God. It's listening to God. It's building a friendship with God. And it can just sound like, oh, let's just do that. But, like, friendship with God is just so different to all of our other friendships, isn't it? It's like, you know, he's not physically visible unless you look at creation and say, well, there God is, or but he's not like our friend. He very rarely speaks audibly. I mean, I guess if I asked who has heard the audible voice of God, there only might be maybe one or two or three of you. And like, you know, when you talk with your friends, they nod and you can read their body language and their facial expressions it's just different with God. It's like, so we've got to figure out, it's different. How do we have this communication with God? But it's so key to our life of faith, this relationship, that we have to figure it out. It's not straightforward like your friend that you're in a band with or you play rugby with or, you know, your next door neighbors, but it's still built through this thing of communication, prayer. This, our relationship is built through prayer. But because it looks different, we've got to figure it out. Does that make sense? We've got to figure this out. So what does talking to God look like? Well, another thing that's different between God and your friends is that God knows everything about you. It's like, aren't you glad your friends don't know everything about you? But God knows, so we can come to God and just take off our masks and just take off and just know that he knows. He knows what we're like. We can't come to him any other way than who we are with all of our failings and our bad habits and our mistakes and as well as our, you know, good things. He knows it all. We just come and just God, this is who I am. This is who I am. So we can come. We can talk about what's going on. We can express our feelings. We can ask for help. We can be thankful for the good things. I saw this TV show a couple of years back, and it was a scene in it where this guy was talking to his friend, and he was saying, like, so how much does your therapist cost? Like, how much? It was like, you know, $200 an hour. It's like, why? Why would you pay $200 an hour to talk to someone when you can talk to God for free? I thought, that's a good point. Like, you know, it's a good point. Sorry for, I might be taking some business away from all the counselors and therapists here. I mean, there are things that can help us with our communication with God. Things like singing our worship this morning. And you know, we had a beautiful worship night on Thursday as well. And just encourage you to come to the next one, because it was a sweet presence of God there. It was pretty special. But people there were like, man, we're communicating. We're praying. We're connecting here with God. You know, we can bring our words of confession to God. And, you know, just talking about God, this, you know, I kick the cat, whatever it is. And know that God, he welcomes us, and he says, you know, and as we ask for forgiveness, he forgives us, cleanses us. Bible talks about taking our sins and throwing them into the deepest sea, separating them as far as the east from the west. We can bring our thanks. We can bring our requests. The Bible definitely says, like, bring your requests to God. There's one clever person came up with this thing, and this might be helpful for you. ACTS, A-C-T-S, and adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. But we can pray in other ways. We can pray in tongues. For many of us, that's something that we have this experience of praying in tongues through the Holy Spirit. Like groaning. The Bible talks about groaning. And think, like, well, that's weird. But then you'll also go, like, I get that. There's some times when you just come to God and you're just like, oh. The Bible talks about, in the New Testament of the Bible, talks about four times it talks about groaning as a legitimate, like, way of connecting with God and praying. Just like, oh, there's, and it's just like, it's that groan when it's like, we want things to be different. We just want them to be different. Oh, I'm looking around, I'm seeing a few nods here. I know that prayer though. Oh. Romans 8:26, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. So prayer's this swirl of stuff that we can bring to God. And then there's this whole thing of listening. When we talk about communication, there's like the talking, but then there's the listening. And the talking to God, it possibly is a little easier because we can talk. We might not, but then the listening, that can be a little harder. How do we hear God's voice? In Job 33, it says this, for God does speak, now one way, now another. Like God, I mean, we have God's word. We have the Holy Bible. Incredible that we have this book that is full of the words of God for us, that we can, helps us to learn about God, who he is, his love for us, his redemptive plan for mankind, and there's instruction and guidance and wisdom in there. But also, I know that for many, that when people are in the scripture, there'll be something from there that God just speaks to them. It's like, oh my goodness, God's just spoken to me here. Just a Holy Spirit gift. God can do the same thing just through people and conference. I've felt like God has spoken to me so clearly through songs that are just on the radio. There was this one song that just stuck with me for about a year. And I was just like, God, I know you're wanting to like grow something in me through this. But through movies and TV, and I just feel like sometimes it's just like you feel like, man, there's the Spirit of God's on this. I feel like God's saying something to me. there's this, I can remember in a conversation with some friends when we were making a big decision about a few things and we're trying to like figure out what the Lord was saying. And we're just having a conversation and one of them said something and we all just stopped. It was, and it felt like Jesus had walked into the room. It was just, we all just like, what was that? And it was like, so, you know, God, you know, like can speak to us in lots of different ways. And there's this still small voice of God as well that we read about in the scripture, just this planting as we say, God, would you speak? And we make room for that and we try and push out the swirl that is in our minds. And like, God, would you speak? And something drops in. That it just, there's just, man, there's some life to that. That there's a word or a scripture or a vision of a picture just in our imaginations. And so many people have like learned to like recognize that and to trust that this is God speaking and to us. But you know, there's all sorts of ways God will speak. You know, now one way, now another. You know, we can learn from Jesus about prayer. This will wake you up. Why don't you tell me some of the things that we can learn from Jesus about prayer? Just shout it out. The Lord's Prayer. So he gave us a prayer. He gave us a great prayer, which we'll look at shortly. Anything else that we like when we look at Jesus, what can we learn about prayer from Jesus? He got up very early in the morning. That's a good one. There was someone from over here. Relationship. He had a relationship with God, his Father. Solitude, dedication, patience, persistence, yes, simplicity, what was that one? Confidence, yes, confidence or faith, expectation. I mean, this, we're coming thick and fast now. Jesus. For Jesus, it really was. It was life-giving. You can see that like his prayer life was bringing just an abundance of life to him. And he would regularly pray. He would get up in the morning. It's interesting that when he teaches about prayer, he says, "When you pray, go into your room and shut the door." But when he prayed, he went out on the mountains. But that's because he was cruising around and didn't have a place. But it was this thing of like, get away. Make sure that somewhere in your rhythms and in the swirl of life, make sure that you actually can get away and just to be able to, like, you know, going into your room and shutting the door, it's a picture of what? It's of like my time. It's like it's that this is just I'm leaving the world out there for a little bit. You know, when you go onto a mountainside in the early morning on your own, you're saying, I'm just going to get, this is just time with me and God now. And again, as Micaiah said, he teaches about prayer, what has become known as the Lord's Prayer. And I'd encourage you to memorize this prayer. I know that many of you will have memorized this prayer. This is possibly the best thing you could memorize in the whole Bible. Jesus says this then is how you should pray, because the disciples could see that Jesus had something going good, you know, like man, like you've got to teach us how to pray, because like whatever we've learned about prayer is not like is different than what's going on here, and we like what you're doing, Jesus. We like what's coming out of your life. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's a great prayer, just right there. Just whatever your situation, God, would your kingdom come and your will be done here, just in the same way as that it is where you are. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. The old King James says, forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Great prayer. If you're just getting started on this adventure of prayer, please know this. There is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. The power of God, life-changing, miracle-working, supernatural power. And prayer is so much more than just a mindfulness activity. You know, like mindfulness is this kind of cool thing that people do, and they just like, let's just be still. And I mean, and that can be a part of your prayer, but it's just so much more than just being still. Prayer releases the power of heaven. Prayer releases the power of God. Matthew 7:7, Jesus again in the same. This comes out of this glorious Sermon on the Mount that Jesus had that we read in Matthew 5-7. And again, you can memorize the whole of Matthew 5-7. Everyone's going, no, I don't think I'll do that. But Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. And knock and the door will be opened to you. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be open. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Again, in Mark chapter 11, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Matthew 21:22, if you believe, you will receive what you ask for in prayer. There is power in prayer. And if you're still waiting for the Ferrari, it's important to know this as well, that the wisdom of James, he says, when you ask, you do not receive. Because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. I have a friend who lots of people go to for advice. He's a very wise guy. And he often says that people come to him grumpy and saying that God has not answered my prayers. They're angry at God. God has not answered my prayers. And he will often say, like, who are you praying to? Are you praying to God or are you praying to Santa Claus? Else, you know, like, it's like, this is God we're talking about here. God does hear our prayers and he does answer our prayers, but our understanding of this needs to be balanced with an understanding that God is always wanting the best for us. I'm going to read this quote, wonderful quote from C.S. Lewis from the book called Letters to Malcolm. He's talking about prayers that we don't realize are unhelpful. And he says this, it is as if we said. So he's not saying that this is what my prayer is, but like when we pray, it's kind of like this. In my ignorance, I have asked for A, B, and C. But don't give me them if you foresee that they would, in reality, be to me either snares or sorrows. And then he says, if God had granted all the silly prayers I've made in my life, where should I be now? So there's power in prayer. But we've got to know that God's got some wisdom around how he answers our prayers. He hears them. He answers them. And he is good. But things happen when we pray. Put your hand up if you have a story of God miraculously answering one of your prayers. Our young adults they get together and pray on Thursday mornings, and with Thursday mornings with coffee. And I love that they pray. I love their faith. But just this Thursday, they pray, and I got this text from Jacob who said I could share this. And his text is like, "Praise God!" Capital letters! Exclamation mark! Exclamation mark! Exclamation mark! In the prayer gathering this morning, we prayed for my mum that she would have work open up as she is struggling to get work at the moment. I have just talked to her on the phone and she reported this morning 4 people reached out to her. One at 7:42, one at 7:43, one at 8:15, and one at 8:27. This is amazing. At least 2 or 3 are looking promising. Where 2 or more are gathered in my name. When the prayers go up, the walls come down. Praise God, capital letters, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark.
prayer emoji, praise emoji, prayer emoji.
Second text. I just got off the phone with her. She has 6 new clients wanting her to work for them, all in the space of 90 minutes. It's opened up. So good. Answered prayer. And Jesus encouraged us to pray and to pray and to pray. To be persistent in prayer. As yeah, I think it was Nick said, be persistent. You know, don't give up. And the flow of the story through scripture is that God hears our prayers and acts on our behalf. 1 John 5, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. Now, there's some challenges that we often have to work through when we want to be praying people. Now, there's a number of things where the Bible teaches us that the effectiveness of our prayers can be hindered. We can learn that sin hinders our prayers. We learn that doubt, and James, it talks about that, can hinder our prayers. There's other thing, it even says in 1 Peter, he says, like men, if you're disrespecting your wife, that will hinder your prayers. Hinder the effectiveness of our prayers. This thing with sin, though, hindering our prayers, I think the biggest challenge with sin is that if we're feeling like shameful, or if we're feeling like just like down on ourselves, feeling like unworthy because of, you know, we've done some things, it can make us turn our backs to God. It could, just because we just feel like I can't come to God because I've just, you know, this thing happened, and I'm just feeling like, oh, like I know that I've done wrong, and that's not what God would want from me. And so it's easy for sin to cause us to turn our back to God. And God's just looking at us, and he's like, oh, I know you. I know you're good, I know the bad, I know the stumblings, I know the sin, but just come. He's just saying, just come. Turn back around, let's talk about it. Let's get you picked up, dusted off, let's get you forgiven. Let me, you know, plant in you fresh hope, you know, for going forward. So it was important that, I know, because the challenge of our journey towards becoming like Jesus is that we're not perfect, and that we will stumble along the way. We will sin. But God he's always facing towards us with his arms wide open. Sometimes a challenge for us in our prayer is that we can be really daunted by prayer, especially when someone gets up and says, like, you know, what you need to do is you need to, every morning, you need to get up and you need to read your Bible, and you need to talk to God, and you know, at least this much time. And you could just go like, oh, phew, I could probably do that for a couple of weeks, but man, if I have to do this for the rest of my life, I don't know if I could even get started. And it can feel like such a big hill to climb. Well, let me give you a little bit of wisdom again. This is around this whole thing of building, is that we're talking about building strong, and you know, this whole thing of our lives compared to building a house. And the thing in our lives is that when you build something into your life, unless you tear it down or unless you neglect it over a very long time, it actually stands. Anything you build stands. So that when you build something into your life, it's there. You carry it into your whole life. I'm stunned when I see some people that have thrown their energies in as young people into their musical talent, and in their sort of 70s or 80s, they just sit down and like, you know, it's like it's just in them. And I know for me, I still see the benefits of seasons in my own life where I have really sown into prayer. And it's just been a season. It's just been a burst, you know, especially when I was younger. And like for those, for our young people here today, like please hear this. Like, this is a season of sowing in and building, building things that you will carry for the rest of your life. And I knew that these seasons where I really sowed into prayer, I just grew this new intimacy. My faith grew. I gained a new language for praying. I gave this deeper confidence just of the goodness of God and faith and his provision and leading and his love. And so even now when I have seasons when there's seasons when I pray more, there's seasons when I pray less. But what I know is I carry those things that were built, especially in those seasons where I really dug in. So I would encourage you, like if it's sort of daunting, think, oh, do I have to spend my whole life like spending 3 hours in prayer every morning? It's like, I would encourage you, like if you really want to be someone that knows God and wants to grow in prayer, just choose a time and say, I'm going to really give it, you know, go for it for the next 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. And when you do that, you know, you find yourself waking up praying. I didn't wake up praying this morning. I was just telling some people, because when I woke, my alarm went off. I had to set my alarm, obviously, daylight saving. And when my alarm went off, I was dreaming of catching a chicken. Okay, back to the message. But you find yourself just praying when you're driving and praying when people come to mind. Instead of just like thinking about them, you end up talking to God about them. So much of our life, we prepare for things, don't we? We prepare, we get ready for things. It's like pray when, you know, we find ourselves praying when we prepare. We find ourselves praying when people annoy us. We find ourselves praying. When challenges come along, we find ourselves praying. I just wanted to throw it out to you, like take that as something like, do I want to put an extra room on my house? You know, when we're talking about this whole building analogy, like that would be my encouragement to you. Why not grab a season where you go, I'm going to really go for it in prayer for this next little season. And years ago, after I had a season when I was really going for it in prayer, and I saw a friend that I hadn't seen probably for about a year, and he came to me and he just like, very quickly into the conversation, he said, like, you're different. I'm like, I don't see that as different, but like something about over a year of just really sowing in, God had worked something different. And another challenge with praying can be our faith. You know, why would we pray if we don't actually believe that God will answer our prayers or hear us? That makes sense. Why would you pray if you didn't think anything happened or if God heard your prayers or it would change? And my personality type is like I'm a fixer, I'm a doer. You know, it's easy for me to spend the time trying to fix things myself or do things myself and think like, well, if I spent some time praying, I wouldn't have as much time, you know, to fix things. and yet there's some things that like, man, I can't fix. Like a lot of stuff in me is like, as much as I try, I can't fix some stuff, but God works in us. But if you ask someone that goes like, you know, I don't really believe that God hears prayers and answers prayers, so I'm not really going to pray. Well, you know, you may find a situation come along, like either a health thing or a job thing or, you know, a relationship with your teenager, or that's just like, I just can't fix this. What I'd encourage you in those moments is like, turn to the one who can. And Sometimes prayer can just be this thing where, like, I just don't really have the words. Did we do that printout thing? Is that sort of somewhere? Oh, we're actually, thank you. There's some wonderful, wonderful scriptures that are that we have, verses in the scriptures, which are prayers that have been recorded. And like, if you find that, you know, when I pray, I just don't really have the words, we're just going to hand some things out. We could probably just fire those around, eh? So, yeah, we could fire those around. So, and what we've done is we've grabbed some verses out of the Bible that are just these glorious, glorious prayers, prayers of confession, prayers of inviting God to work in us, prayers of asking God to increase our faith. And if you're someone that doesn't pray, here's something for you. Here's some homework. Is to take these and just use these as a guide to praying this week. You know, we've got the Lord's Prayer there, but just there's just some other prayer. The prayers of Paul the Apostle is just a man of just such deep prayer, and he's praying for the church in Ephesus or the church in Philippi, or, you know, these different churches, and these just rich prayers that, like, I have chosen to pray in for myself and for others in my life. Psalm 51, great. I love this. It's just helped me so much in giving me words to seasons where I need to come to God with confession. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and block out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. You might recognize that from a worship song from years ago, but it's such a beautiful, like, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. What a prayer. What a prayer. This prayer for that Paul, the apostle, prays for the church in Colossae. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray that in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully give thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. Imagine whipping that one out of the prayer meeting. What a wonderful prayer. What a rich prayer. We can pray for ourselves. We can pray for others. And, you know, we've handed this thing out to you. I mean, it's just a tool. It's just a tool in the same way that, you know, you can go on a marriage retreat and it gives you tools to help fire up your communication and your relationship. It's just, hopefully this is like a tool that you can take to fire up your prayer and to start to give you words and language around your prayers. But it's to help you build this friendship with God. Like, this is not about rules and regulations and what you must do. It's all about, the encouragement is for us, is that God wants to be friends with us. And friendship happens with communication. And so the encouragement this morning is that step into this whole thing of communication with God so we can build our life and build this friendship with God. Because as we step into building the friendship with God, that's where life is found. It's where life is found. Now, I expect that possibly with some of us that our relationship with God, it may feel a little distant or impersonal. And because of this, you know, we're not happy or fulfilled. But we look at Jesus, this closeness to God, it's like, wow, it's, you realize that like this closeness with God, it must be just this primary thing in our Christian life. And my question for you, do you want to know God? Do you want to know God? Do you want to put your trust in God? Do you want to hear God's words for you? Then again, my encouragement is like, become a person who prays. Put time aside to pray. Read about prayer. Learn about prayer. Talk to people who you think, like, they seem to know about prayer. Like, what? Tell me about what you've learned about prayer. And what a rich journey you'll go on. And, you know, let's be people who pray when we drive and pray when we park our car and walk to work. And we pray when we wake up. We pray when we end the day. You know, let's be a people that build our lives and with this whole thing of prayer being so important to it. How's that sound?
Well, thanks so much for joining us for today's message. We hope and pray that it's been most helpful. If you are keen to find out a little bit more about us as a church whānau, or you'd like to touch base, then you can go to coast.org.nz, and there you'll find information about our in-person services, online services, various resources and activities. Enjoy the day. Be blessed.